Hey everyone, welcome back to the Life by Taylor podcast, where we learn and grow together. Before we start today's podcast episode, which is all about getting clear on what you truly want, and this podcast episode is really going to help anyone who feels very scared and lost in that feeling of starting to question who they are, what they want from life, people who don't know what kind of partner they're looking for, what kind of job they really want, where they want to live, what kind of experiences they are craving. I just want to share that I'm currently in the process of putting together another group for my 12-week group program called Journey to Your Truth. In this program, it's a 12-week program where we meet weekly and talk about all of this, this entire process of getting clear on who you are, what you want in life, how to take brave steps toward that, how to build faith in that process, which is genuinely probably the most essential part of living a life committed to truth, is the strengthening of being able to take many leaps of faith again and again and again. I'm still getting through the waiting list, reaching out to people, booking calls, but you can still reach out to book a call to be considered to be part of this group. If you would like to do that, if you would like to hear more, if you would like to get on a call with me, click the link below in the podcast description, or you can visit the link in my bio on Instagram and just fill out your information. It takes 2 minutes and it's a decision that could potentially change your entire path in life. I'm really excited about having a new group, but in the meantime, let's get to today's podcast episode. Enjoy. I am really excited about today's podcast episode because I feel like a huge weight is lifted off of my heart, and I feel like my channel and vessel is very clear for some really good wisdom, some divine wisdom to come through. I'm looking forward to speaking this truth out loud to you guys on the podcast. You know, this experience of expressing myself through here is a very mutually healing experience. And I've been reading from Rick Rubin's new book, The Creative Act, A Way of Being. Rick Rubin's a really famous music producer who's worked with some of the greatest artists of all time. And in his book, he lays out some of the foundations and advice and frameworks for how to tap into creative flow. And he starts the book by talking about how we're all truly creative beings, how we're all here to create. We all have a desire to create, and creativity isn't reserved for people who work in the arts and people who work in the fields that are most commonly considered creative. In his book, he talks about how a true artist in sharing is healing themselves. And when they are sharing from the truest part of themselves, what they share heals others. And for me to share what I'm talking about on here has been very much a healing experience for me. And I think from what I hear from most of you guys who listen consistently or even one-off episodes that just speak to your heart, it does the same for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing what I want to talk about today on the podcast. I spoke about it a little bit on my Instagram story this morning, but there's something different about saying things verbally, just expressing them and letting them out and really using your voice and your throat chakra to release truth. So for those of you that didn't listen to last week's episode on how I feel like the cage door has been opened to explore a new level of freedom for me, a freedom that doesn't tie me to my dad's opinion, where I feel like most of my identity for the past few years has been to break free from the chains of my dad's approval or disapproval. And most of what I've done in my life has been on the foundation of needing to genuinely free myself and free other people in the process. You know, what I learned and what I went through, I shared with you guys, and I guided other people through the process. You know, looking back on what I had already passed through, people would come to me, I would guide them as well. And when this cage door is open, it really feels like there's vast opportunities and limitless potential for where my life could take me next. Something that is equally exciting and frightening. When I've created this identity and I've created this life around something that I thought was going to be true forever, I thought, this is my path. This is what I'm here to do. I'm a spiritual teacher, period. Now it's becoming more of, well, yeah, that's one thing you really, really love doing, and actually attracting clients that feel more aligned for me, clients who are looking to do what I did, clients who are looking to express their creativity. I'm realizing that I have other ways to help people, and that gets me very excited, but also to expand the window and open myself to thinking of things that are beyond this work. I really feel like this is a plant I'll water for life, no matter where my life takes me, no matter what I do for work, no matter what I do to express myself in this world and to be of service to this world. I will continue to develop on my spiritual path because it's something that is my hobby. It is something that I believe in. It is something that I love to do. And I will always be here to share and guide and help and do whatever I can in that process. So I'm not stopping this and I'm not closing what I've been building for this long. But yes, I am letting go of the tight grip I've had on this identity and role to welcome new things. And when I shared that on my story, I got a few questions from people about how to know what they truly want, how to surrender to the part of them that wants to explore more, how to get clear on what part of them is speaking to them. And I'm actually going to go through those questions and answer them on here at the end of the episode. But in the meantime, I thought I would flip through a book and do what I did in the first episodes and read from a book to you guys. Obviously, it's going to be on this topic of knowing what you truly want. So the book I'm going to read from for you guys is actually a book that I feel very divinely led to. It is a book called The Law of Attraction, The Basics of the Teachings of Abraham by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And this book I definitely did not purchase and I definitely did not go out looking for. This book found me, and I'll explain. I think I was looking through books at my dad's house, and it was actually pretty crazy. I was completely mind blown when I came across books like A New Earth and Wayne Dyer and this book and realized, oh, this isn't random that I feel called to these things. And remembered, all of a sudden, this wave of memory came back to me as someone who experienced a lot of trauma in my childhood. I've very vague memories of my childhood, unfortunately, but sometimes little things can trigger an entire window of experiences and things that I completely forgot and have suppressed somewhere. I remembered that my mom, when my parents were getting divorced, was super into the law of attraction and spirituality and mindfulness. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, that's crazy. I completely forgot that. And seeing the book A New Earth in her house was beyond mind-blowing. It was just like, wow, the fact that my mom bought this book, I don't think she ever read it, but the fact that it's something that she felt called to and drawn to and purchased, and the impact that book had on my life just felt like a full circle moment that just felt divine and like I've just been walking on a path that is meant for me. Anyways, this was about a few years ago when I was going through these books, and I guess I took a bunch of them. And when I left my apartment in Israel, and almost 2 years ago now, a year and a half ago, I put all of my stuff at my grandmother's house. So all of my stuff is in boxes there, boxes full of clothes, boxes full of books and kitchen supplies and even spices and just crazy things, because I didn't expect to leave Israel forever. I really thought I was going to go for a few months, travel and come back, but we all know how that went, and I hadn't been back until recently. So when I was there the last time, I decided to go through the boxes, see if there's anything I need, any clothes I need for the summer. I didn't even have the capacity to open many boxes, so I ended up just saying, fuck it, I don't really need anything here. But of course, I wanted to open the box of my books and shop for new books to take with me. So I opened this box, and for some reason, I felt called to take this book. I brought it with me back to Greece. And when we left our home in Greece to come to Evia, to the island, I was like, okay, I can't take lots of books with me. Which book should I take? And I have plenty of books there. I have my New Earth. I have a bunch of things that I read and I love to read and things I want to read. And for some reason, something told me take this book. So I took the book, brought it with me. So this book has traveled from LA to Israel to Greece to another location in Greece. And when I sat down to start reading it, I had never really gotten into Abraham Hicks, which is basically these angel guides that are channeled through this woman named Esther Hicks. I'd seen some videos, I'd heard some of the messages, I've seen some things on Instagram content made by them, and it spoke to me, it spoke true to me, it felt real, but never enough to be curious to read a book or get too into it. And I started reading this book and I was mesmerized, to be honest. I sat and I was reading it and I felt like, wow, I really needed this book. This book is really, really good. It's really giving me what I need right now. It's really reminding me some basic things that I drift away from. You know, the further you go down on the journey, it feels like you can overcomplicate things and see them more complex and forget the simple, basic truths in spiritual reality. So anyways, I'm going to read from this book. There's a part of the book called How to Know What You Truly Want. And the format of this book is a Q&A. So Esther's husband or partner, Jerry, he had a bunch of questions about life. He used to go to this other person who would channel angels or channel these spiritual guides. And that person had passed away. And him and his partner, Esther, who was very skeptical and against all of this stuff, started to receive these divine messages, and Esther started to feel like she was channeling something through her, and he would write down everything that was coming through her. As someone who was very skeptical and judgmental of this entire world, she felt very conflicted when she started to experience it. And eventually they've just had many publications. They do seminars. They're very popular, very well known for those who don't know who they are. But the format of this book is Jerry asking his questions, his basic questions to Esther, and Abraham's answers, that Abraham is the name of the guides that she's channeling through her. Now, you don't have to believe in all of this to gain something from what I'm about to say. You don't have to believe in the concept or the context to receive divine messages, to understand that what I'm saying could ring true for you. Everything that you learn should be received with some discernment and some questioning and challenging. You know, it's not that what I just explained should mean, oh, now give this extra attention. This is purely true. Even for myself, I read it and I really just let myself feel what feels true to me. I don't really care who it's coming from and where it came from, if I'm being honest. So let's start with reading and we'll pick up from there. I haven't read this part, actually. I just saw the title and was inspired. Once I read it, I can see how it relates to where I'm currently at when it comes to finding what I truly want, which I'm feeling like I'm getting closer to. And if we have some time, I'll answer those questions that I got on Instagram if the text and my explanation of it doesn't answer them already. So let's get started with reading from The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. How do I find out what I really want? So Jerry asks, one of the most common concerns I've heard over the years is people saying, well, I just don't know what I want. How do we know what we want? Abraham replies, you have come forth into the physical life experience with the intention of experiencing the variety and contrast for the very purpose of determining your own personal preferences and desires. So in simple terms, I'm just going to break this down as I read it, is we have come forth into this physical reality with this intention to experience things, a variety of things, contrasting things, contradicting things, with the purpose of determining our personal preferences and desires. That is a huge one for me right now. We'll come back to this. I'll read first, I think, because if not, I'll go way too far. Let's continue. So Jerry asks, could you give us an idea of a process we could use to find out what we want? Abraham says, your life experience is continually helping you identify what you want. Even as you are keenly aware of something that you do not want, in that moment, you are becoming more clear about that which you do. And it is helpful to make the statement, I want to know what I want. Because in your conscious awareness of that intention, the attraction process is intensified. I can say from experience, I'm going to share here, that as soon as I admitted that I'm not fully sure I know what I want, but I'm ready to be open to explore, to find out, clarity came to me. More and more clarity has been coming to me. So Jerry says, so the person who's telling me I want to know what I want is at that moment beginning to find out what they want? Abraham says, through the experience of life, you cannot help but identify from your perspective, your personal opinions and preferences. I prefer that to this. I like this more than this. I want to experience this. I don't want to experience that. You cannot help but come to your own conclusions as you sift through the details of your own life experience. We do not believe that people are having such a difficult time deciding what they want as much as they do not believe that they can receive what they want. Because they have not understood the powerful law of attraction, and because they have not been consciously aware of their own vibrational offering, they have not experienced any conscious control over the things that have come into their own existence. Many have experienced the discomfort of really wanting something and working very hard to try to achieve it, only to continue to hold it away because they were offering thoughts of the lack of it more predominantly than thoughts of the receiving of it. So over time, they begin to associate the receiving of wanted things with hard work, struggle, and disappointment. So when they say, I don't know what I want, what they really mean is, I don't know how to get what I want, or I'm not willing to do what I think I need to do to try to get what I want. And I really don't want to work so hard again, only to have the discomfort of still not getting what I want. To make the statement, I want to know what I want, is a first and powerful step in deliberate creation. But then, a deliberate directing of your attention to the things you want to attract into your experience must come next. Most people have not been deliberately directing their thoughts towards the things that they really want, but instead are simply observing whatever is going on around them. So when they see something that pleases them, they feel positive emotion, but when they see something that displeases them, they feel negative emotion. Few realize that they can control the way they feel and positively affect the things that come into their life by deliberately directing their thoughts. But because they are not accustomed to do that, it takes practice. By deliberately directing your thoughts and by creating pleasing mental scenarios in your own mind that induce good feeling emotions within you, you begin to change your own point of attraction. The universe, which is responding to the thoughts that you are thinking, does not distinguish between a thought brought about by your observation of some reality you have witnessed and a thought brought about by your imagination. In either case, the thought equals your point of attraction, and if you focus upon it long enough, it will become your reality. I'm just going to pick up on this and give some of my personal interpretations of what's going on here, because I think that something that I was feeling a lot of resistance to was admitting that I don't know what I want fully, because I realized how hard I had to work to get to a place where I thought I knew what I want, only to realize that it's not for me. And the focus here is that what they're really trying to point to is that we do know what we want, or we do on some level know our personal preferences. We know if we like certain things, if we don't like certain things, if we feel good doing certain things, if we have a desire to experience things or not to experience things. We're constantly getting feedback from our deepest self in every part of our experiences, in every part of our daily lives. We are being given endless amounts of information about what is true for us and what is not. And I do think that the scarier part is not admitting those things and starting to put the pieces together, but to admit how much we're afraid of going after it and not succeeding, or admitting that we don't know how to make that reality reality. When I sit here and think of this fact that I have been feeling called to hospitality and to host experiences for people, or to get a home in Greece in some remote location and host like a boutique hotel style Airbnb, like a homestay, I immediately contract and think, but how is that going to happen? Like, how am I going to make that happen? And when I put my attention in my daily life to the things that fill me up, and I realize how much I enjoy giving people advice when they come to Greece, or helping them, or feeding them, or taking them to the best restaurants, or just preparing things for people when I can, or whatever it is, I start to realize, oh no, I definitely do love doing this. And if I could just put more of my focus on how I can do it now and how I enjoy it now and let it feed me, then that reality can come into existence. Another part I want to read is that it continues with another section that's pretty short, so I want to read it, that says, I wanted blue and yellow, but not green. Very interesting. I'm going to read it for you guys. So it says here, when you are clear about everything that you want, you will get all of the results that you want, but often you are not completely clear. You say, for example, I want the color yellow and I want the color blue, but what you end up with is green. And then you say, how did I get green? I did not intend that at all. But it came forth as a blending of other intentions, you see. Of course, blending the color yellow and the color blue creates the color green. So in a similar manner, at an unconscious level, there is a blending of intentions that is continually occurring within you. But it is so complex that your conscious thinking mechanism cannot sort it all out. But your inner being can sort it out and can offer you guiding emotions. All that is required is that you pay attention to the way you feel and that you let yourself be drawn to those things that feel good or right to you, while you let yourself be moved away from those things that do not. When you have practiced clarifying your intentions a bit, you will find yourself in the very early stages of interacting with others, knowing whether what they are offering is of value or not. You will know whether you want to invite them into your experience or not. This is something that is very true for me right now. I feel like a lot of my intentions have been to serve others, to love others, to really just fulfill a purpose of being of service. But also from the very, very beginning, my biggest dream has always been to raise a good family, to really have traditional values in the home. I used to say that my biggest vision of success is just hosting a big meal with people I love and my children. And it's so weird how when you set those intentions, even without thinking of them for so long, I can see how all of my intentions are blending together and I'm coming up with these new ideas that I'm like, I didn't want that. Like, I wanted to do this and that, and I wanted to separate these two things, and I wanted to be a good mom, and I wanted to do this work, and I wanted it to be separate. And I'm seeing how your intentions really drive forth your reality, but your intentions are much more abstract than anything you can come up with mentally for what your reality is supposed to look like. And I think the reason why I feel like I'm getting closer to who I am is because I'm always realigning my intentions. I'm always very grounded in that abstract, deeper mission than a specific outcome. Even though I have been attached to this identity as I'm going to do spiritual teaching, that's going to be my business, that's going to be my life, I'm going to go on tour, whatever, I've always kept in the back of my mind that it can change in form and to be open to that. Of course, I didn't expect that to happen now, and it's a little bit scary to me, and it's requiring courage still, even knowing that. But my intentions have never been for a specific outcome, probably just one that I was thinking about now. That the only thing that I've been aiming towards that has a very specific outcome is meeting Oprah. Aside from that, everything else I keep very open. I'm not like, okay, I want to live in New York and be published by blah, 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 or whatever it is. I'm very much letting my life unfold the way it unfolds and keeping the intention of being a light in this world at the core of everything I do. And when you get clearer on your intentions, you let things take the form that they're meant to. I saw a really good TikTok that I shared on my story a few days ago of a guy who said, why would I try to manifest something specific from my egoic mind? My mind, my ego thinks it wants a nice car and to live in this place and to have this and to have that. And I've always recognized when I do that, it's not possible for me to know what is truly best for me in terms of the physical world and the form that it takes. I can only know the intentions or the values that I want to embody. Yes, I want to live a life of freedom. I want to live a life of love. I want to live a life of simplicity and peace. And those things are all very true for me. And whatever form they take for me to have those things, I will welcome and bless. It's not about I want this specific lifestyle with this kind of style and this kind of husband. And, you know, my intention for relationships has always been I want to feel a connection in my soul. That's why none of my boyfriends look the same. That's why there's never been a type that I'm going after. That's why I genuinely get very deep, good connections with men easily, because I'm not looking for something specific. I'm looking to have a deep feeling inside that I know is true for me in a relationship, to feel safe, to feel loved, to feel connected, to feel attraction. Those are things that are super important to me. But even with attraction, I will say that a lot of people think, okay, I want to feel attraction and I'm only attracted to tall men with X features. No, it doesn't work that way, because if your intention is to feel attraction, then you will let yourself be open to finding out that you can be attracted to guys that you don't think you can be attracted to when you have a specific connection to them. So I say, how to know what you truly want is less about getting clear on what you want physically in the physical world, in this limited reality, and get clear on the deeper intention, the deeper feeling you want. And go out into the world and let it take the form it needs to take. Because once you have the peace, once you have the love, once you have the security, you don't care what house it comes in. You don't care what form it takes, because you genuinely got what you really wanted. What happens is people create this image of what they want, this surface level desire, this thing they're trying to manifest. They work so hard to get it, like they said. they get it. It doesn't give them that feeling. They feel disappointed. Then they're like, fuck, I don't know what I want, because now what am I going to think of something else and go after it and work so hard and then not want that either? So why don't we try a different method? How about we ask ourselves what we want to feel? What do I want to feel? How can I feel more of that now? Where do I already feel that in my life? How can I focus on those things, those people, those experiences that make me feel that way? And how can I step away from the things that don't feel good, that just simply don't feel good? You know, I could say I want to do this so badly, but if doing it makes me feel bad, a part of me just does not want to do it anymore. And I have to be honest with myself about that and step away from it and be brave enough to step away from it. And that is what has been true for me. There are many parts of the work I do that I realize I don't love anymore. And that was really hard to accept. I was forcing myself to love it. But when I let go, for example, of one-on-one coaching, I completely let go of it because I didn't like it anymore. Now, when I'm coaching people who are much more aligned for me, creatives and writers and people who are musicians, and helping them with their creative process and helping them find their way using the spiritual knowledge and wisdom that I have, or build businesses, has been so much more energizing and aligned for me. But I had to let go of what wasn't feeling good to me to get here. So that is my message for you guys today. And I think I'm not going to answer those questions on Instagram. I'm going to leave them there because it feels like it'll just confuse people. I feel like the message here is very clear, and I want to leave you with this. I want it to be simple. I want you to take this into your life and really let go of needing to define what you want in words and start to embrace what you want in feeling. And the second thing I'm going to actually leave you with is that the way this passage started, where it said, we came here with the intention to try a variety of things to understand what our preferences are. There have been so many moments where I'm like, I know my truth. This is who I am. But my feelings said otherwise. And maybe it was good for a while, but I also had to change my truth based on me changing. And just tasting different things and trying different things and exploring different parts of myself, I'm getting so much more opportunities to rediscover what it is I want and who I am and what makes me feel good and not fight it. For a long time here, I felt so good living this slow, simple life. And there was a part of me that's like, no, but you're supposed to be a boss. You're supposed to be in New York. You're supposed to. And I'm like, but bitch, you feel good. Like, why can't you just let yourself enjoy what you know feels good to you? So what if you thought that? So what if you thought that was going to make you feel good? This feels good. Do this. Be here. Relax. Anyways, I can go on a rant into that as well, but we can talk about that another time. I do want to say something super important. I talk a lot about how to get clear on what you truly want, how to walk that path, how to be courageous, how to let go of the ego, how to really just move forward in your path, your present day path, in my 12-week program called Journey to Your Truth. This is all we talk about. This is all we do. This has helped so many people who have joined the program. And the next group is opening up now. I've been speaking to people on the waiting list, putting together a wonderful group of people, but there's still an opportunity to book a call with me, to talk to me, to see if this is something that you would like to do. Being that my life is changing, who knows if this is the last time I will host this group the way it is now. So if this is something that you have felt called to do, I highly, highly recommend just taking that leap of faith, coming towards it, asking questions, being curious about it. Who knows? It might be exactly what you need right now to get clear, to feel confident on your path, to feel more peace. I want to thank everyone who's listening to this podcast episode and just send you so much love from my heart to yours. Thank you for being on this journey with me, for supporting me and listening to my entire crazy life by Taylor. And I will still be here. I will always be here on the podcast sharing. It is my favorite form of self-expression. It keeps me so energized. I feel so alive doing it. So you don't have to worry about this ever ending soon. And that's all. I just want to say love you. And if this is an episode that you feel has helped you, please screenshot it, post it on your story, send it to a friend, maybe tag me. I would love to see it. If you haven't already, please rate the podcast or leave a little review if you're on Apple Podcasts. It does help and it means the world to me. Thank you so much. I love you all, and I'll be back next week.